For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, you can join my party, baby. Texting Texans.com. I'll also give it away. You know some of them Hall of Fame t-shirts, Andre Johnson Hall of Fame t-shirts I bought. Ron, you thought I was crazy when I was doing it. I'm giving it back to the people. I'm giving it back to the people, right? My TextingTexans.com, which is allowing me to be the eyes and ears of all the fans out there that subscribe. Basically, I'll text you whatever's pertinent information about the Texans, what's going on, whether it's camp, press conferences, games, pregame, postgame. I'll just shoot you a text. You don't have to be on Twitter. You don't have to be on Instagram. You don't have to be on Facebook. You don't have to be on TikTok. You just, all that smoke's out of the way, and I'll hit you right on your hip via text. That's TextingTexans.com, and I'm giving away a couple of free Andre Johnson Hall of Fame t-shirts. Random draw. Everybody's not getting one. It's a random draw. I'll be doing that tonight at 6 o'clock. So go to TextingTexans.com. All you got to do is subscribe. It's free, by the way. It's free. All you got to do is subscribe. Boom, you're in the drawing. We'll talk Texans. We'll do all that good stuff. You know, I'll tell you about them. I got some Labor Day plans that might include the Texas Hill Country. Something you might want to get into there as well. But I'd greatly appreciate that. And all you got to do is subscribe, and you'll have a chance to win one of those one of them T-shirts, one of them Hall of Fame Andre Johnson T-shirts. TextingTexans.com. Ron, there's we've talked a lot about the fifth and sixth receiver for this football team. And it's a very fascinating conversation. Look, I know there's a lot of fans out there that are more interested in the regular season and more interested in exactly game day. But for those that are dialed into preseason, the fifth and sixth wide receiver for this football team is fascinating for one reason. That's because, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who the hell's going to make this team. I don't know how this thing's going to work out. I think there's a really good argument for four different guys that are buried on the depth chart right now to land in that fifth or sixth spot, right? You've got John Mechie, who is cheap, has played well last week, has a higher ceiling than most, has a longer future in the NFL if things pan out than most, who, by the way, is a really, 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 really close friend with C.J. Stroud on the team, and that probably carries a little weight as well.
Doesn't hurt.
Right. You've got Xavier Hutchinson, who just won't go away. The Hall of Fame game, five catches, appears to have great chemistry with whatever quarterback you throw out there. Had a great day yesterday in the joint practice. You look up and he's making big-time catches. Now, I think the one that I saw was right in front of me. It would have been a touchdown, but the ref called him out of bounds. But it was a big-time catch. And he also plays all the special teams. And I don't think he just plays the special teams. I think he actually they're not forcing him on special teams to get more out of him. He's actually a very secure returner for them. If he is in a blocking situation on kickoff return, that he's got a bigger body. So I would imagine he's better at that than some of the other guys, the John Mechies of the world. But Xavier Hutchinson's got a great story. You look down, I think Ben Skoranek, with his resume or his history in this system, his resume and history of being able to do multiple things, including special teams, but multiple things on an offense, the bigger, longer body brings something to the table that really only Nico has on this particular team. And so you get down to that fourth guy, and that fourth guy is Robert Woods. And Robert Woods is, as long as he's being viewed as a third, fourth, or fifth receiver on a team, I'm good with Robert Woods being on the team. I didn't like the thought last year coming into the season of Robert Woods as the big sign before we knew who Nico was, before we knew who Tank was. Robert Woods is the guy you're going to hang your hat on, right? But Robert Woods, long resume, man. I mean, this is a guy that's been in the league for a while. This is a guy that's had a ton of success. He's won a Super Bowl. This is a guy that's been in this system with the Rams before, knows it like the back of his hand. To a certain degree, he is a mentor type of player for some of these youngsters. So there's your four guys that could potentially fill that fifth and sixth wide receiver spot. And I've been trying to figure it out. I've heard a million different conversations about it, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know that any of us know what the hell we're talking about. When it comes down to who do you think is going to make the team, I don't know that any of us, it is a shot in the dark.
I would not be surprised by any of the outcomes.
Right. I mean, it is literally a shot in the dark, right?
Like if Mechie didn't make it, probably right now just because of his relationships where
sure.
he was drafted.
Sure, it would be a surprise,
and,
yeah.
And he would, it wouldn't be a shock, though. His production hasn't been there. Or if they made a move, that would probably be the most surprising. But Hutchinson, Woods, Sims, even all of them that are there, I could see it, understand the case for every single one of the guys that could be the ones that aren't on this team.
Yeah, it's a tight race. And I want to focus on Robert Woods for a minute because there's a report out there. Texans Wire is it's thought that Texans wide receiver Robert Woods is listed as the top trade candidate entering the final week of training camp. Now, I would believe that's the top trade candidate for the Houston Texans, right? They're not willing to part ways with anybody else. You look at the guys that are on the bubble, and there are some guys that I think would bring back some value, but I think Robert Woods, assuming that he were a guy that they wanted to move on from and wanted to trade, Ron, the Texans would not only save $5 million in that trade in terms of salary cap, but I think you'd be doing Robert Woods a solid. Because, look, I told you, we first started this segment, I don't like Robert Woods as my one or two. But I do believe that Robert Woods can still go out there and be a complimentary receiver and make plays. In fact, here's D'Amico Ryans. This is D'Amico Ryans on what he's seen from Xavier Hutchinson and Robert Woods. I'm talking about both of them. But here's D'Amico Ryans on Robert Woods throughout camp this year.
Hutchinson and Rob Woods, they've been making plays all camp. And it's the same today, guys. They've been consistent and made plays all throughout camp. There's two guys you can count on, Hutch and Woods. They've been making plays, so no surprises that they made plays today for us.
Two guys that you can count on, Ron. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't think about this really until the conversation took us there yesterday. But I Robert Woods being traded is probably the best option for the Texans. I don't think that he is a guy that's going to be in the top five. And so if you could move him to a team
cheaper
that and save that money, it would be huge. This is coming on the heels of, this is another one that made me think of this. Jahad Dotson was traded from the Washington Commanders to the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's clear he's the third option in Philadelphia. Philadelphia made a move for a third receiver, right? Just to add another weapon. He's a 5'11", buck 95, 200 at best, wide receiver. That's averaged 500-ish yards for the 2 years I think he's been in the league. Now, the Eagles got Jahad Dotson and a 2025 fifth, and the Commanders pulled back a third and 2 7-round picks in 2025. I don't think there's any way that Robert Woods could fetch obviously that kind of deal, but I do believe the Texans, you find the right team that needs a veteran wide receiver that needs a number three, that's a contending team that wants a guy they can depend on. Look at San Francisco right now. Heck, you can even look at LA right now in terms of they get past their big two. He would be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Be three, even though I think they like their threes. There's a lot of, the point is there's a lot of coaches that are running this system that Robert Woods would probably be a pretty valuable pick for them, or a pretty valuable player for them in their system.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like this is a team that money's fine, but they could probably potentially want to add somebody later on in the year. It'd be nice to have that extra extra money to be able to do that with. And like, to me, it just kind of comes down to it. Like, I mean, I think Robert has been better than Mechie. I think overall the entire offseason, I think he's shown to be better than Mechie, but he cost a lot, and we're talking about the back half of your receiver group, and for me, I think there's an argument that Xavier Hutchinson has been better than both of them.
Agreed.
And if you have him there, who is a fifth or sixth round pick last year, and he's not making very much money either. Like, that would make more sense with it just because of the scenario and the situation in terms of his money compared to those other guys.
Yeah.
It'd be a difference if he was giving you even Noah Brown type of level of play. And obviously we haven't seen Noah a lot during training camp, but I think they're basing what they saw during the season last year.
Yeah.
If he was giving you that, then that's a different thing. But to me, if you had to play Xavier Hutchinson and you had to play Robert Woods right now, I don't think there's that big of a difference.
I don't know. I don't think there is on the field either. But the thought is that again, you're bringing a guy like the value of a Robert Woods is he doesn't need work. He knows my system. I can absolutely rely on him. Chemistry is not going to be a problem. Knowing defenses and knowing the offense is not going to be a problem. All I got to do is plug and play this guy, and it's a 1 year roll of the dice. It's an insurance policy, if you will. I do think that there's value there. Whether it's Green Bay, Minnesota, L.A., Cincinnati, Miami, all these teams that run this same system. Boy, if they're in a spot where their number three wide receiver is a rookie that can't figure things out, or they just not as smart and can't play all three positions, if you will, there is some value there with Robert Woods. I only say all that to say there's a chance that Nick Caserio could move Robert Woods and get a little something back in return. Is it a sixth round pick? Is it a late round pick? Probably. I mean, it's not going to be anything like Jahad Dotson brought in, but you might be able to get a little draft capital from Robert Woods. It wouldn't shock me at all if that happened. Ron, we talked a little bit about the little college football a little earlier, and we ran out of time before I was able to bring this up. But I think I'm ready to put my name on. I'm officially picking them Texas A&M Aggies as my Cinderella national championship run.
I don't know if it's a good thing that you've done this when Tyler's not here or mean.
I didn't even think about Tyler not being here, to be honest with you. I had a conversation this morning that just kind of spurred me to
this
it.
This would have really jumped his day if he knew you were coming here to say. I don't
know. I actually did a little bit more digging because I had a conversation this morning on a radio station somewhere else. And the A&M pick just is it. I already liked it. Now I think I love it.
Love it.
I think I love it. The Notre Dame game is one of the bigger games on their schedule, obviously, number 7 in the country preseason. But it's really irrelevant because it's so early in the season. Whatever happens, you win that game and everybody gets high. You could screw it up a couple of weeks later because there's a lot of football left to be played. You lose that game. Hell, you could probably even lose that game convincingly. And the fact that you're in the SEC and the respect that they get, you could go on and rattle off 7-8 wins and be right back in the catbird seat in terms of getting back in the playoffs. So the Notre Dame game is early enough to where, if we're being honest, it ultimately is irrelevant. We talked about the schedule, no Bama, no Georgia. Don't know how that happened, but no Bama, no Georgia. And this is where I did a little more digging, Ron. Texas A&M's road games this year, they got 4 road games, Ron. Guess who they go to? Florida, Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Auburn. That's their four road games this year. Without a doubt, their four most difficult games on this schedule, which one of them is Notre Dame, and I told you it really doesn't matter because it's so early in the season. LSU, Missouri, and Texas. You get them all at home. They got their quarterback. I love their quarterback. You look at what Elko did immediately in the ACC at Duke. Even though he doesn't have all of Jimbo's guys, and it's his first year, he's not playing anywhere remotely close to as steep uphill as he was at Duke in the ACC as he is at A&M in the SEC. I'm telling you, man, this has got the more I dig, Ron. If you're picking a Cinderella,
I want to know what you mean by Cinderella. Like, what is like? What are you picking them to do? What?
Well, I mean,
like, get to the college football playoff or win eight.
Well,
games?
A Cinderella needs to win it all. But I think to be more realistic for me is like this would be my Cinderella pick to get into the college football playoff.
This is not, listen. I understand how your mind gets here. Hey, no Bama, no Georgia. Those are the top teams. Well, they have been here in the SEC the last 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, hey, you know, that's a top seven matchup, but it's not a Big Ten or an SEC team. You know, this is a team that's been vulnerable to lose to other teams. They lost at home to Ohio State last year. Who, like, I get where your thoughts are, and I get this deal here, but man, they still got Notre Dame, LSU, Missouri, and Texas. Those are all top 11, 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing for me is, like, I just don't have the confidence enough to know exactly what A&M is yet. Like, I mean, there's so much newness. I know the quarterback, and we saw him last year, but I don't know how he's going to look in this system.
Yeah.
And this is Elko. I saw what he did at Duke, but now he's taking over at A&M with a schedule. I mean, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, 4 to 5 ranked teams. That's before the thing gets started, mm-hmm. right? And you know, Texas. You know, this year, I just don't know enough about A&M.
Well, Ron, if you knew everything, they wouldn't be a Cinderella, Chief.
No, they could be. Like, I know a little bit more about Miami. I can see Miami being a Cinderella team.
I think Utah is another one that some folks are picking
Utah,
in the Big 12.
Kansas, I know. Kansas, I know.
Let me listen to this guy. If he ain't bringing LeBron into it, he's bringing the Jayhawks into it.
Just go look at that schedule and look at the. But I'm just saying, you know more about, like, teams like that. Their coaches who have been there. We know their players. They've been there. Hell, a lot of the team, we talk about Kansas, a lot of the team played in that Liberty Bowl against Arkansas a couple years ago. A lot of those guys are coming back. So, I mean, it's just a lot of unknown for A&M and a brand new thing they got to switch around. If their schedule was a little lighter, like, I could get there. I still don't know how they got this 20th rank. I
don't either, but I should need to put that on my list. Clearly, the college football minds think more highly of them than I do, because I would not have them in the top 20.
To Arizona, yes, that quarterback they got there that's coming back, and they got a really good receiver too. It's just some unknown, brand new coach, brand new system, some guys in, some guys out. All right, Dana Brown, he got to talking. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you haven't heard, he got to talking real confidently about the return of Kyle Tucker. I'm going to let you hear exactly what he had to say to see if you feel better about this. Are you feeling encouraged after you hear what Dana Brown has to say? That's coming up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.